Marshall from Lemon Grove.
Hi, my name is Marshall, and I am an alcoholic. And it's definitely an honor to be a 10-minute speaker and in such a large group. My bottom was a bottomless pit, I have the privilege of coming around to Alcoholics Anonymous for a whole year intoxicated. And loaded. I don't suggest that to anyone. That was just by God's grace. He allowed me to do that. My bottom took me to the point where I would have seizures in my disease. And I had 9 seizures in that 1 year. So that means I was averaging a seizure every 6 weeks. Because it's only 12 months in a year. That's a lot. I'm amazed that I'm still standing here, in my right frame of mind, but my bottom, it took me to a bottomless pit. I would come to the meetings. I'm one of these people that know how to talk recovery. I know how to sound recovery. I know the bug words. I know it all. I know it all. But the thing of it was, I didn't know how to put any of it into action, and then God allowed me to see that. I started watching the people that I was one of the gossipers. So I would pick at other people and talk about them and what they were doing wrong in their program while I'm intoxicated. And I had some other friends that we would talk on the phone and we would do the same thing. And then the light bulb came on is that, no matter what, they were staying sober. And I had to look at that. I wasn't staying sober. And then it came to the bottom when I got hit my last bottom. I was coming out of a seizure. And I just told God, I said, I can't live like this anymore. I need to do something different. But I wanted to be that unique person that the book talks about, that you don't have to come to meetings on a regular basis. I wanted to be one of those persons that just got sober and didn't need to attend meetings. The whole 9 yards, but didn't change anything else. And God said, well, that's how it works. And we read how it works every day in the meeting. I said, okay, God. And I told God, I said, I make a deal with you. I give you 1 year. If my life don't get any better, I'm going back out. I made that deal. But I also made a deal with God that I would do anything and everything he suggested by listening to everybody in the rooms. The suggestions that they give me, I would try them just to see if they would work. And by God's grace, my life did get a little bit better. I'm one of these people that I didn't have any hope. I didn't think I can stay sober. I didn't think I can stay clean. And I know this is Alcoholics Anonymous meeting because I did them both. I didn't think I can do that. And then when I got honest with myself, I didn't know if I wanted to do that. I enjoyed doing what I was doing. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. I thought, but my kids, I had 2 children and I was taking them in that same hole and we was falling. I'm not one of these people who didn't end up homeless. I didn't end up homeless. I didn't end up to the point where my children really didn't have any food to eat. I didn't end up like that. So it was kind of hard for me to see my unmanageability. And then God started revealing to me my unmanageability one day at a time. So I started coming back and I ended up asking God to put a sponsor into my life. And he put a lady in my life that I wouldn't even have asked to be my sponsor. And that was the strange thing. It was like, okay, God, I need a sponsor. And the lady that I was going to ask, he told me no. And me and God went around my living room for a whole hour talking about this sponsor that he wanted me to ask. But I didn't want her. But I end up saying, okay, God, I did make a deal with you. I did say I will follow your suggestions. So I called her up on the phone and said, would you be my sponsor? She hesitated. You know, and like, because you got to remember, this lady's been seeing me for a whole year. So she knew my MO. So she didn't know if I was really serious or not. And I said, I tell you what, I would do whatever you tell me to do. Now I understand that phrase when people used to come in the rooms and they say that their sponsor told them to stand on their head for an hour in a meeting, they would do it. I understood that phrase because I did it. Whatever she told me to do, I did it. Then I started asking God to help me with the bug words. I said, you know what, I can't do this, I can't do that. And I started hearing a lot of people with all these suggestions and coming at me. And God said, just listen to one. And that was my sponsor. Whatever she told me to do, I did it. We got off into the steps. And then my life started changing. And I was in a meeting. I had 90 days. And this is part of my foundation. I was in a meeting. And this lady, she was in a wheelchair. And she said, you know what? I might not like everything I do. I might not like everything I say. But I am in love with myself. And that was the key word for me. I didn't know how to love myself. I was empty on the inside. I would come into a meeting, hug people, and tell them I love them. But I wasn't in love with myself. So I went home and asked my sponsor, how do I fall back in love with me? And she gave me a suggestion. Look yourself in the mirror every day until you're able to do that. And one day at a time, it took some time. It wasn't easy to do that, but it took some time. One day at a time. And I fell back in love with myself. She started having me doing little things like going to get myself when I got my 30 days, my 60 days, my 90 days. She told me to treat myself special. And I thought I knew how to do that. And I said, how do you do that? I had to go back and ask her, how do you treat yourself special? She said, go get yourself an ice cream cone by yourself, alone. I took that suggestion. That was the biggest gift because it taught me how to be alone with myself. Without anyone else being around to validate me. It taught me how to validate my own self, lift up my self-esteem and my self-worth about myself. It taught me how to treat myself unconditionally without waiting for my husband, my children, my friends, anyone to help me do that. Don't get me wrong, God was there the whole time because I didn't realize it at the time. She also was teaching me how to do the 11th step, to pray and to meditate, to improve my conscious contact with God. Because while I'm there by myself eating this ice cream, I had to talk to somebody. So I'm talking to God. It's like, okay, God, where we go here from here? And I started doing it. I started lifting up my self-esteem. I started building on a solid foundation. She told me I had to have a solid foundation. And the steps is the solid foundation and the traditions. I'm so grateful she took me through the traditions. Because from time to time, when I can't grab a step to carry me through my insanity, I'm able to grab hold to a tradition to help me. To go through whatever I have to go through. So for the newcomers, please keep coming back. I don't know how long I have left. But I just want to say, you know, for the newcomers, welcome. Please keep coming back. You know, one suggestion that I can give is that ask God to put the people into your life. Ask God to put the healthy people in Alcoholics Anonymous into your life. I'm not saying that the healthy people don't have stuff going on. I'm not saying that they don't go through insanity, but they quicker to get into the solution. They don't walk around in their head for a very long time. And that's what I needed. I needed people who got into the solution really quick. You know, they helped me. You know, these past 3 years, I wasn't even going to share this, but this past 3 years, and I'm basically saying this to the newcomers to let them know that stuff do happen and life do shows up. I lost my son in 2004. He had just turned 22 years of age. That is the hardest thing for me to walk through today. Because I don't get to see my son fall in love. I don't get to see my son have any children. I don't get to see my son get married. I don't get to see him. I don't get to see him change and grow into the man that God wanted him to be. I have to accept. I was forced into an acceptance of something that I wasn't ready for, mentally, physically, or spiritually. God allowed me to be who I am today. He allowed me to get angry. He allowed me to get a resentment at him. He allowed me to tell him that I don't think he's fair. He allowed me to tell him I don't want to pray to him anymore. He allowed me to do all those things that I need to do. But by God's grace, he has my sobriety. I haven't found it necessary to change my sobriety date. That's only by God's grace. Tradition 3, the desire. That's the key word in that tradition. And that's what I'm honing on today. That desire for this Alcoholics Anonymous has to outweigh every fiber in my soul. Because if it doesn't, I'm going to pick back up. And I know that today. It has to outweigh everything. I have to find something on the inside of me to appreciate my sobriety. And I'm still standing here. There's a lot of trials and tribulations. And I just want to know that I'm just grateful that God believes in me. And that's the reason why I'm here. That's the reason why God allows me to keep coming back, because I enjoy what I have. I'm not ready to give it up, which is freedom from bondage for myself. I am my own worst enemy. But Alcoholics Anonymous had taught me how to become my best friend one day at a time. And I'm truly grateful for that gift. Thank you for listening to me.